Last amendment is 1B003 by Supervisors Dmitrievich, Rainey, and Jurczyk.
What number?
Perhaps, I know Supervisor Dmitrievich has been here. She's probably stepped out. Maybe staff can walk us through this.
Jessica.
Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. No one's here, so I've looked at the amendment. It looks like we're reinstituting. How are you going to do it?
We're waiting for.
We have B1B003.
Yes.
Okay.
Hello? Yeah, she was here. She stepped out.
003. My name is somewhere in there.
Yes. Yeah. You want to explain? Oh. I mean,
I was explaining it. And,
but you're not a co-sponsor. Wow.
No, but I can explain it.
No.
Thank you. Comes the chair. Why don't we defer to the chairwoman?
There you go.
You've done such great work on this.
I will defer to the chairwoman.
Be nice.
We've shown great leadership not only on behalf of her district but on behalf of the board.
Very nice.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Okay, I apologize. I was handling a couple things here. So I sent this email out a little bit earlier today. I really want to thank staff. I know they're trying to do the best that they can. And you should have a copy of it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you know, too, earlier today we had a very big announcement that a donor has come forward and wants to put forth his own personal financial support to help, obviously it's a team effort, help keep the pools open, both indoor pools. And what you have here in this amendment is a couple of things. The first thing that I want to talk about is that there's language in here, Mr. Chairman and the committee, that addresses the O'Donnell Park and Pavilion and parking structure sale. What it does not do is take that option off the table. Okay? It has language in there that we're still open to discussing in a public, transparent process. The possible sale or lease of that facility.
If I can just, we have this amendment in front of us. Can you just walk us?
Should I go in that order?
Yeah, I'll just be easier.
Oh, okay.
Since then we don't have to find where the O'Donnell Park is mentioned in the amendment. But if
yes,
we start,
Mr. Chairman, I will do
that. Might be easier for everybody to follow along.
Okay, so page number one. What we have here is the appropriation of $1.9 million for the high priority repairs of both noise and Pulaski indoor pools. You may be familiar with it was the $1.6 million for the priority maintenance. It does rise to $1.9 due to architectural engineering costs that are part of any project. And the majority of that is able to be bonded for, as you can see, discussed there later in the amendment. That's kind of part number one. Mr. Chairman, it goes right into the language then of the contribution by Mr. Cass, which will be matched by an equal contribution from the Parks Amenities Fund. And as he mentioned earlier today, he's also seeking additional support from the community. As a side note, his wife was an avid swimmer at Noyes Indoor Pool, and this will help create a memoriam for his late wife, Miss Lee Cass. Moving forward to page two, you see the strikeout of the two projects to demolish Pulaski Indoor Pool as well as Noyes Indoor Pool. That is how we use part of the $2.5 million in the capital budget to not allow the demolition or the construction of the skate park and the splash pad. Moving forward on page three, we talk about the staffing. The cost to run both facilities is nearly approximately $400,000 to keep those two facilities open. There's obviously the operating funds as well as the capital improvements. Okay, page four, Mr. Chairman, we begin on what I had started with, which was O'Donnell. Again, a very important discussion that needs to take place, but this is the wrong place. The wrong place to have this discussion is in the county budget process. The right place is to have an open, public, transparent process and discuss it with the community as we go forward. Again, this amendment, I want to be clear, so things are reported correctly, is that this amendment does not take that possible sale or lease off the table. It just allows an additional process moving forward, which will be transparent, and the public will have an important role in that. And that language, Mr. Chairman, is on page 5, discussing, and I'm sure Supervisor Jurcik can mention that too, about going forward and getting the right information so that policymakers can make the best decision. Page 5 at the bottom was something that Supervisor Jurcik had put forward earlier, I think, that goes right in line with what we're doing today. That to me is the headline, which is investing in our parks, recreation, indoor pools, and culture. Libraries, I believe, are actually a lot like county pools in the sense that it's tough to turn a profit, but they provide great value, and that government does have a role in funding these important parts of our public infrastructure that add value to our community. So what you see is using some of the expenditures that were dedicated to the sale of O'Donnell in the budget, the funding of $100,000 for the Sierra program, which you all had heard when the gentleman was here from the library system, which I might add is an addition to the work yesterday to enhancing our partnerships with other local governments. The Milwaukee County Federated Library System serves people all over Milwaukee County. And that, Mr. Chairman, is how we result in this great amendment being a $441,000 decrease to the tax levy, while keeping both indoor pools open, investing in libraries, and providing a public transparent process for the possible sale of O'Donnell. And the last thing I have to close out with is here we have nearly 30 pages of online petitions, hundreds of signatures, hundreds of people have come to public hearings, you've heard from them, and I ask for your support on what I think is a compromise amendment. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Supervisor Jurcik.
Thank you. I want to thank the chairwoman for working with me on this. This is, I guess, what we could call a parks culture super amendment because we do bring a number of items together. I won't repeat the pool piece of this, which the chairwoman worked very hard on. I do want to talk a little bit more about the O'Donnell parking structure. I can't emphasize enough how inappropriate it is to put that in the budget. That is not a budget item. That is an item that, if it's going to be discussed, this board has to be a part of that conversation. And I can't emphasize that piece enough as well. There is too much going on that just completely ignores policymakers. So let me just look a little bit at this. It is basically taking O'Donnell out of the budget, but asking for some information during the year that will come from the Office of the Comptroller, working together with the Department of Administrative Services, the Parks Department, Corporation Council, to perform a cost-benefit analysis of the O'Donnell parking structure to help policymakers determine a prudent course of action on the future of the facility. The information that we received in committee was based on some parking studies that were done in 2010. You couldn't take a worse year with regard to the O'Donnell parking garage to give us some information that would lead to any kinds of discussions on the needs. So that needs to be updated. It will also look at, of course, the changes that are going to take place because of the I-794 ramp reconstruction. And by the way, there's going to be some permanent loss of parking as the home bridge goes forward because we're reconfiguring ramps, which will actually free up space for an additional development down there, which is an exciting thought, but it's also going to cause, in a way, to have even more pressures with regard to parking. We will need an updated appraisal to be done, if warranted. And here's something that, again, I can't emphasize enough. Let's find out what we're talking about before we proceed down this road, i.e., is this deed restricted? We should have done that with some other projects. I won't talk about that here, but I think we all know the concern about some other projects we've been doing. Let's get the information up front so that we know what we can do if we're going to do anything with O'Donnell. And I'm not going to presuppose that there's a conclusion. But let's get that information so that we can be good stewards of public amenities and respect the stakeholders that are along the lakefront that use the O'Donnell parking garage. So all of that is included within that information. And by the way, by keeping O'Donnell for next year, you'll note that we are expecting the revenue that was taken out of the budget. That's partly how we're paying for some of the costs around the pools and so on. That frees up an additional $1 million some dollars in revenues that would have been lost. Now, let me just talk for a moment about the Federated Library System. We're actually, as a board, putting more money into the computer program. And as a member who sits on the MCFLIS board, you know, this is something that doesn't get coverage in the newspapers. And I understand there's always competing news stories. But this community almost lost our Federated Library System last year. The state cut Federated Library funds by 10%. We had a major disagreement between what are called the server libraries and the libraries that basically are negative net users. A lot of the suburban libraries are serving City of Milwaukee citizens, and that's what a federated library system does. Wauwatosa is one of the major providers, West Dallas, my communities, Cudahy and St. Francis, both, which are close to the City of Milwaukee border, are all providers. And MCFLIS has a very complicated formula. I'm not even going to begin to try to explain it here. But through contracts, we agree on how we're going to share services and costs. And it almost didn't get done this year because of the state's cutting of the MCFLIS services. And the other thing that I want to talk to about that is the need for computer upgrades, which the MCFLIS system is becoming much more dependent on as we get into the computer age. The last time they did a major computer upgrade, the county actually helped pay for that. And it's been a long, long time since MCFLIS really even asked for funds. I know they did go to the county executive and present an overview of their needs. I give the county executive credit for putting some money in the budget, but I'm a little bit critical of the way it was done. It's the last thing under the land sales. It was only for $33,000, when in fact this is going to cost well over $150,000. So we are not putting all of the money from the county, but a good portion of it by raising the request from the $33,000 to about $100,000. That is also being paid for with the O'Donnell, keeping the O'Donnell structure open and transferring some of those funds. And I did ask Jim Gingrey to just give me a little rundown of why that Sierra platform is going to be so important. And without being real knowledgeable about this, and I'll keep it short, by giving $100,000 to MCFLIS to allow them to make this change, they're going to be able to advance what's called the Sierra platform, which is open architecture. We can have Jason Haas explain all that to us, perhaps. But it basically will allow them to do cloud-ready architecture to build this system. The system they currently have, after next year, will no longer be supported. So it's going to become obsolete, and it's going to be a real need that they get this updated platform. It will allow vendors and MCFLIS themselves to access data that they've never been able to do before. The open architecture means that they will finally be able to come onto an industry standard database, which they currently do not have. And then for the first time, they'll also have, quote, read access to every single tablet that is used to store data. So it's a big change for them. It's a much needed platform. And I'm going to tell you, this is going to be a huge shot in the arm for all of the libraries across the county to find out that the county is going to invest in this software on behalf of MCFLIS. And it will help to really, I think, keep this a healthy system. And I'm proud to be fighting for this because this is something a lot of us know our constituents use, but it's almost a hidden government service. People don't think about that. They think their local libraries are being provided by their local cities. And to some extent they are, but the MCFLIS portion of this is countywide. It's shared federated services, which is a true democracy if you want to look at it that way. And I'm proud to be supporting this and putting extra money into it. And I want to thank the chairwoman for being open to putting these two things together. I move approval. Thank you.
Thank you. That was a very good explanation of the O'Donnell Park and this part of the amendment, so.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. Supervisor Bowen?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm trying to understand the, I guess you could say part of the fiscal note at the, on page six, is a mention of transit and $223,000. Can you explain that number and what's going on there?
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, that refers to a cross charge that was already in the parks budget, I believe. It was in the parks budget to the transit, and that needs to be accounted for, and that's why you see that there. It has to do with their services to O'Donnell and the downtown transit area, downtown transit center.
Gotcha. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was looking for the donation. Is that counted on this part of the, or where is it under?
Can I answer that? It's on page six, Supervisor Stamper.
Yeah,
org number 1900. It accounts for the receipt of the contribution. Thank you.
Okay, and then, so where's our match? Our matches.
Our match will come, Mr. Chairman, from the Parks Amenities from Matching Fund.
Not in here.
Any other further questions or discussion? I don't see anybody from the Parks Department wanting to come and discuss this item, so I take that as relatively supportive.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
If I could just add one other thing. I did talk to Dan Keegan this morning, if you recall.
Jim Keegan? The Parks?
No.
Oh,
Daniel Keegan, Walker
Museum.
Sorry. Who happens to be a second cousin of Jim Keegan, our own Jim Keegan. those two guys grew up in Green Bay, actually. So,
I think it was the English guy.
But in any event, if you recall, Dan Keegan, director of the Milwaukee Art Museum, did express great concern about losing the parking. And we have a number of stakeholders. I discussed this amendment with him. They were actually pleased to hear that this is going to be something that will be looked at more thoroughly, which we should do with our stakeholder partners. And I really invite the county exec's office, please include us in some of these policy discussions. You can't act like you just get to do something off on left field and then plop it in here. That's not the way things work. I really invite you to try to be a little bit more open about how you proceed on these kinds of discussions. So thank you. I just wanted to add that last piece.
Dr. Fulton?
Thank you, Chairman. I think I've made plenty of statements about the pools, and we've sent you a lot of data and information about the pools. The concern, we're grateful for Mr. Stanley Cass's contribution. It's very thoughtful. However, the structural needs of the two pools aren't addressed with this board amendment, unfortunately, and we're going to come to the same issues year after year after year, that pools that are underutilized are still costing the county a lot of money.
Could you clarify what you mean by the structural needs? Because it appears this amendment provides for $1.962 million to do some of the repairs. So maybe you could be a little more specific for me.
Chairman, supervisors, I believe the $1.9 million just covers the high priority needs. There's a lot of other needs that the county, the Parks Department has laid out. In future years, those are going to become high priority needs. That's several million more dollars that will need to be invested.
Supervisor Dimitriyevich?
Yes. Look, what we have in front of us is a contribution from a very kind philanthropist in Milwaukee County. We have overwhelming community support. Thousands of people have either called, emailed, signed petitions. There's a clear policy decision, again, to keep these pools open, and approximately $2 million to deal with high priority. High priority. We know we have hundreds of millions of dollars of deferred maintenance in our park system. That's not okay. But this really chips at, and I believe will take off the table, why these pools should be closed in the future. We're making a major decision, a major contribution. You know, we're going to look each year, as we do with the entire capital needs budget, each year we'll see what is needed. But I mean, today, what's in front of you is a major investment in high priority needs in the infrastructure after hearing from many people in our community that they want to see these pools open. And quite frankly, I hope that we take this seriously, because now that there's going to be this policy decision, I hope today with your support, let's start acting like we want to run these pools. Let's market them correctly. Let's invest in them. The community has spoken up. We've listened, and now hopefully we'll act. We've got to start running them and investing them like we want to keep them. So I really hope, actually, if this gets through the entire budget process, that the county executive would consider signing it into law in the budget. That would be amazing. Thank you.
Other question?
Supervisor Stanford?
Yes, I'd just like to express my gratitude for Mr. Stanley Cass and in regards to his wife for this donation. Nobody indicated that yet, but I'm sure we all are thankful and feel express gratitude towards his donation to Milwaukee County and us maintaining these pools. But I also wanted to clarify, according to the asterisk, the $100,000 in private contributions and increase in $100,000 in Parks Amenities Match Fund goes under the revenue of WP-399 or unit. So that other $100,000 must be for the Federated Library. You know, in the question I was discussing earlier. Is that right?
I believe so.
Yeah. All right. Can you confirm that, please? Sure.
Chairman, supervisors, thank you. Looking at that fiscal note there, I'll just kind of walk you through it because you've got a lot of different moving parts to it.
Mm-hmm.
So starting with WP 399 on the top, under the expenditure, you had approximately $2.56 million in the total project expenditure in the county exec's budget. The amendment now moves that to $1,962,000, so then you'll see a difference of a decrease of $594,500.
Mm-hmm.
Moving to the revenue side of that, under the county executive budget that assumed bonds of $2,556,000 to essentially fund the full project cost, the amendment moves that to bonding amounts of $1,588,000 roughly. That difference comes to about $968,170 in bonds, which is asterisk down at the bottom. From that amount, you need to take out the private contribution amount of $100,000, an additional amount, another $100,000 for the Parks Amenities Matching Fund of $100,000. That gets you down to a total decrease of $768,170, and then a tax levy amount then that's required of $173,670.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I got it. Appreciate that explanation.
Thank you, Supervisor.
Okay. And just to echo your comments about Mr. Cass, I had a chance to meet him this morning, and he's just like your regular salt of the earth.
Yes.
Senior citizen, very unassuming, walks up and wasn't like dressed in some three-piece suit. Just walks up, doesn't want spotlight.
Right.
He just wants to do this and be helpful in memory of his wife who used this pool. And I talked to him a little bit about how he got this money, and it's kind of an interesting story, and I'll share it with you privately because I don't know if he'd want it publicly. It's an interesting, funny story. So I'd be happy to share it with you. I'm not at liberty to discuss that, but I could tell anybody who asked, but it's he was just one of these guys you'd like. When you first meet him, you'd say, this guy's just a nice older guy who just wants to do something for the community. So,
just a nice guy.
I'm older. I can say older. No, when these guys say older, then I say
right.
Well, I appreciate it.
Well, Lee Holloway.
Supervisor Roman West, did you have a question also?
I did. I had asked when this was initially before us, there was talk of research that had been done regarding closing of deep well pools, and I did not receive that. And so I was wondering if I just wanted to remind that I had asked for that. because the research that I was able to do, and I just did a Google search, and it actually looks like nationwide they're actually adding splash pads to their existing deep well pools, not getting rid of the pools, but actually adding the splash pads as an amenity nationwide. So there were, it seems to me that, again, just doing a three-page Google search, that there are a lot of places across the nation that are very committed to keeping their pools, and even the smaller towns, they rally around their pools, and it's important. And so I think that we should really be cognizant of that. I know that no one likes to talk about, no one in the community likes to talk about the pools. I'm actually kind of glad when the county executives do put the pools in, because what happens is you have your everyday consumers, like my former neighbor in South Milwaukee, Mrs. Nancy Engelbert, who get involved and, like, really, really, rally around the subject and get their neighbors together, and you get petitions, and you get all of this great local government education around that subject, because it is so important to them. And so whereas, it's never a nice discussion for us to have, I think it's great for our constituents. And other than the county executive security, this is the second highest number of calls I've received and subjects that have come up when I discuss the budget with people is the pools. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Lipson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to applaud the efforts of all those who worked together to put this amendment together, and just add my comments about Mr. Cass. I was fortunate enough to be able to join the Brown Deer Senior Citizens this year when they honored him as the Citizen of the Year, and just wanted to recognize that this is not the first time that Mr. Cass has stepped forward and helped out Milwaukee County. I believe he funded several of the original law enforcement dogs that we had at a time when those dogs were quite expensive to purchase and train. So he's done many things for our community and for this county, and certainly does not seek attention for it. He's just very humble, and I was honored to be there that day. It was the first time I had met him, first time I learned about him, and I appreciate it.
He also mentioned providing hay for horses. Was coming.
Okay.
I'm not getting
into
that.
Well, the sheriff has a lot of horses.
So we have a motion, right? Do we have a motion to approve this? Do we have
yes,
a motion?
Jersey. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, Supervisor Jerzyk, motion to approve. Seeing no further discussion, would you take the roll?
Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Roma West.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve Amendment 1B003 is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
That's all the business we have today. I did want to remind the public and the committee that we're scheduled for 8:30 on Thursday morning. We have our regular Finance Committee meeting, but we'll do the budget starting at 8:30 Thursday. And then on the conclusion of that, then we would have our regular Finance Committee meeting, our monthly Finance Committee meeting. So, got a lot to do over the next couple of days, yeah.
Okay. Well, what about tomorrow?
Tomorrow, it's after the, which
committee? Health and Human Services.
Yeah.
Can we have a surfac thing here today?
No, we have a time.
No.
Less Thursday.
We did that earlier.
Well, we notice it for 10:30 whenever the meeting's done. So, maybe you can talk to Supervisor Roma West if she has any idea how long that might take. I'm sure she'll move it along relatively quickly.
How many items does she have?
She doesn't talk.
So we're adjourned.
I have no idea. I'm going to say